Rhythm Cup Baseball is on the air. Today's a broadcast up against Magnolia West, being brought to you by the Rhythm Sports Friends. The pregame show is brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Wells, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Rhythm National Bank, Brandon Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, Beaver Material, Rhythm Nursing Rehabilitation, Didi and Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegger Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Tire Construction, and TNA Services. Go to the field and your host, Stephen Drain, for these words from our sponsors.
Brenham Cup Baseball and Softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizen State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizen State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup Baseball and Softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, welcome out here to Fireman's Park here at the home of Brenham Cub Baseball as we get ready for some action in the start of the Magnolia West Brenham game here in the alumni tournament. Brenham comes in after a good day yesterday, and we'll see if they can keep it up today. Weather looks like it's blowing out, so we might get a few more home runs. So we'll be back with more of the Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsor.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blenn Bucks Baseball, Blenn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And we're back here at Fireman's Park here, getting ready. Coach kind of threw us a little bit of a curveball, so we're going to pregame just a little bit early. They're talking of a 2:15 start here at Fireman's Park today as the Brenham Cubs will be taking on Magnolia West here in the alumni tournament. Teams are out on the field right now, getting their warm-up tosses in. Been scrambling trying to get some lineups in down for y'all and get everything ready, but looks like we're going to have a good day for baseball. I know there's some clouds and a slight chance of rain, but so far everything's looking good out here, and we're getting ready to play. Going over some of the games that the Cubs have already played today, they have been hitting the ball rather well over the first two games of the tournament, as there's been several home runs hit by the Cubs, lots of runs scored, went into the 20s on both of the first games, so we'll see if they can continue that trend with the bats today, as they're going to face a pretty tough Mag West team. I know having a son who played baseball in this district here, Mag West is one of always the tougher teams that we faced, and one of the more traveling fan base that likes to support their team, just like the Brennan fans like to support their team. So what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with more of the Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsor.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, and welcome back here to Farmers Park here at for some Brenham Cubs baseball action as we're getting set here waiting for the pregame warm-ups to complete here. As we get here and look out over the field, looks like Brenham's going to be in their green tops with white pants today. Mag West is going to have dark tops on with their gray pants. Looks like quite a few players from Mag West have been on their side, and we've got the pretty good group of kids from the Cubs on the other side. As we go through something else a little bit, we'll kind of go over a little bit of what the Cubs did yesterday, and go through some of the hitting averages that the Cubs have got so far in the year. So right now, trying to look at some of the leading hitters on the team here. Looks like
several of them with several home runs, and don't have the exact numbers on here, but quite a few. So looking at the MagWest players, as I've got a little bit of their stats to go over to. They've got a couple their leading hitters. Going to be batting 375 later. So got a home run. They've got his number 12 puff for them. He's got two home runs and nine RBIs on the year. So those are probably two of the hitters that you're probably going to want to watch out for. Got the lineup here for MagWest, and let me get your Tom Mercer on the mound for MagWest. And Mercer's coming in, he's going 11 innings this year. He's got a 4.91 ERA, so that ERA may get a little more inflated today with his home rolling out kind of stick room. Blowing out from right to left, blowing out pretty strong, probably about 10 to 15 miles an hour, probably dusting up this morning. So as we go along here and continue with the pregame, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blimbucks and Ladybucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476. For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, welcome back. We're back here at Fireman's Park here getting ready for some Cub baseball action this afternoon on a nice breezy day out here at Fireman's Park. And as we sit here and wait, I know they told us a 2:15 game time. I haven't seen the umpires come out yet, but we're about 2:07 and some change, and still got some warm-ups going on out here and waiting to get ready. And what we can do is just go over and talk about what I've seen from the Cubs so far this year. I've seen them down in Louisiana play in the tournament down there where they lost all five games. Unfortunately, they were in those games, just couldn't get it out. Some tough, tight losses that they took down there. Had a rough trip down there. Then they went to the Corpus Christi tournament, got a couple wins. Then the other night, big win over Friendswood. That's kind of propelled them into this tournament so far, where they've already won their first two games of the alumni tournament and won those in convincing fashion in both games. So a little bit of maybe of a turn of momentum there for the Cubs. They were kind of scuffling a little bit on the after coming back 0-5 from going to Louisiana, but you had to take out good things from that. There was some very good pitching that went on down there for the Cubs. Pitching was great. They just couldn't close out those games at the end and end up losing some tight games down there when they were in the Louisiana tournament down there in with Barb High School and Sulphur, Louisiana down there. Corpus Christi tournament, like I said, got back a couple wins out of that one and come back home and big win against Friendswood, and then two big wins so far to start this tournament. So what we'll do is we'll continue with our pregame in a little bit, and we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsor.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Batting third, the right fielder, number 22, Drake Bentke.
All right, welcome back here. We're back here at Fireman's Park here getting ready for some action. So coaches are meeting with the umpire. So we'll go over the starting lineups real quick. First for Magnolia West, leading off would be number 15, Garrett Bagwell. Batting second, number 10, the left fielder, Cole Meredith. Batting third will be the shortstop, number 5, Beckett Steele. Batting fourth will be the designated hitter, number 12, Lucas Huff. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 22, Reed Stone. Batting sixth will be center fielder, Jude Huff. Batting seventh will be right fielder, Carter Meredith. Batting eighth will be second baseman, Braden Campbell. And batting ninth will be the pitcher, Kyle Mercer. So starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs, leading off and playing shortstop will be Dalton Hart. Batting second, playing third base, will be Owen Finke. Batting third and playing right field will be Drake Binky. Batting fourth, playing center field, will be Ethan Auschenbeck. Batting fifth, playing first base, will be Luke Hardy. Batting sixth and playing left field will be Blue Sienega. Batting seventh and catching will be Brody Tucker. Batting eighth as the designated hitter will be Brooks Rosnowski. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. And on the mound today for the Cubs will be Sterling Shepherd, number 20, on the mound for the Cubs today. So as we get ready to start and warm it up, we'll send it back for one more quick break, and that'll conclude our pregame, and we'll be back with baseball.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Build to perform, built to last, built right.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
This pregame show was brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Wells, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DD and Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegeler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Kaya Construction, and TNA Services.
All right, welcome back here. We are at Fireman's Park for some Cub baseball, and we'll set the defense for the Cubs real quick. Sterling Scheffer on the mound for the Cubs. He's going to catcher for him is going to be Brody Tucker. Around the infield, third base is Owen Finke. Shortstop, Dalton Hart. Second base, Landry Mendoza. First base is Luke Hardy. Outfield, left to right. Left field, Blue Cienega. Center field, Ethan Auschenbeck. And out in right field is Drake Binky. And the starting lineup was brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So we are underway here at Fireman's Park with Sterling Scheffer on the mound. Stepping in for the Magnolia West Bulldogs will be number 15, Garrett Bagwell. There comes the pitch from Scheffer. That's going to be down low for a ball. So Scheffer pitched in a couple of the other tournament games as a closer, seeing him for a starter for the first time. I am, as he steps up here, he works out of the stretch, gets a signal from his catcher. Pitch comes in. There's a ball hit out to center field. Center fielder going back. It's going to be over his head and off the wall. Auschenbeck just couldn't reach that one. Gets it up, throws it into the shortstop. So leadoff double for Garrett Bagwell for Mag West. That ball just kept carrying in the wind. Ethan got a good jump on him, just wasn't quite able to make that catch on that play. So leadoff double for Mag West for Garrett Bagwell.
Mag West left fielder number 10, Cole Meredith.
So up now for Magnolia West will be number 10, Cole Meredith. Meredith steps in here with the runner on second base. Sheffer's on the mound, works out a stretch, checks the runner, squares the bunt. Bunts at it, but misses for strike one. So just underway here in the top half of the first inning. Leadoff double for Mag West. Sheffer's working with nobody out. 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch. Batter squares around. He'll pull it back this time. Ball's up high. Tucker throws down the second. Runners back in safely. So quick throw by Tucker down there trying to catch the Mag West runner sleeping there, but he was back in safely. Count now 1-1 on the batter. Scheffer getting the sign from Tucker. Checks the runner. Batter squares around the bunt again. This ball's in play. It's going to be bunted to the first baseman. He's going to pick it up. Throw over to first base. And umpire's going to call him safe over there. So a little bit of a bobble there by Luke Hardy when he picked the ball up. Cost him a few steps. The runner was able to stretch that one out and beat. Coach Wheaton is going to come out and discuss this one a little bit with the infield. As the Cubs have started off with a... Now what'll go down is a error on Luke Hardy there on fielding. Advances the runners at first and third right now. Nobody out in the inning. Mag West trying to get to an early lead here. So Coach Wheaton is walking back to the dugout from his conference with the infield. He's going to bring up to bat for Magnolia West.
Shortstop number five.
Shortstop number five, Beckett Steele. So Steele's getting a sign from the third base coach. Sheffer's back on the rubber. Runners first and third. Nobody out. Sheffer checks the runner. Delivers. Strike one on the inside corner. So no balls, one strike. Just underway here, top half of the first inning. Magnolia has runners at first and third. Leadoff double. Followed up by a reached on an error. So Sheffer back in the stretch. The delivery, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 on Beckett. So Sheffer way ahead here on the pitch. Quickly out in front of Beckett, 0-2. Sheffer's got his sign, checks the runners. Comes the 0-2 pitch and swung on in play to the shortstop. Fields second for one, back to first, not in time. So out at first base on the fielder's choice. Scoring on that is Garrett Bagwell. So Bagwell scores on the fielder's choice ground out. Just missed the double play there at first base. So that brings up to bat the designated hitter, Lucas Huff. So Huff steps on with a runner on first. Sheffer's going to throw over. Runner back in time. Sheffer's back on the rubber. Got a sign from Tucker. Checks the runner. Runner inching off of first base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. One ball, no strike count, one out here, one run in for Magnolia West. So Sheffer's got his sign. Going to throw over to first base. This time a little bit closer. Runner dives back in safely. One ball, no strike count on Huff. Runner's got his lead over at first. Sheffer comes to the plate. Swing and a miss by Huff, but the ball gets past Tucker, so the runner will advance to second on the pass ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. One out in the inning. Runner at second base. One run in for Mag West. We're just underway. Top half of the first inning. Sheffer works out of the stretch, checks his runner, comes home. Ball's down in the dirt, gets away from Tucker again. Runner will advance up to third base now. So a couple of pass balls there by Tucker has advanced the runner from first to third. Cubs will bring the infield in. It's a two ball, one strike count on Huff. Sheffer's delivery. Going to be in there for strike two. Fastball on the inside corner. So infield still in. Runner at third. Sheffer's 2-2 delivery is going to be down low. This time blocked by Brody Tucker. Make the count 3-2. So full count now. Runner at third base. Sheffer with the delivery. Going to be swung on and fouled back out of play. So we'll keep the count 3-2. Sheffer's going to step off the mound. Huff's back in there. Sheffer on the rubber. Working out of the stretch with a runner at third. Comes the 3-2. He's going to be down low for ball four. So base on balls for Lucas Huff. Put runners at first and third with one out. Going to bring up the bat, the third baseman, number 22, Stone Reed. So Reed's going to step in, runners at first and third. Infield moves back for the Cubs, set up for a double play. Shepherd checks his runners. Comes home, bunt, blocked by Brody Tucker on a ball in the dirt. Keeps it in front. All the runners stay where they're at. So one ball, no strike count on Stone Reed. Correction, Reed Stone. Pitch in there from Sheffer is fastball right down the middle for strike one. So 1-1 count now. One out, runners first and third. One run is in for Mag West. Play here in the top half of the first inning. So Sheffer working out of the stretch, checking his runners. Going to bring it home. Squares around the bunt again, taken for a ball. Pitch was just down and outside a bit. So cat and mouse game going on between Sheffer and Reed Stone. Sheffer's going to stick off. They got the runner picked off first. No throw to second, though, as they check the runner at third. So stolen base for Beckett Steele there puts him at second base. So now runners second and third, one out. Two ball, one strike count on the batter, Reed Stone. Cubs are going to bring the infield back in. So Sheffer's still working out of the stretch. Comes the delivery, squares around the bunt. This time tries the bunt, it goes foul. So safety squeeze on there for the MagWest Bulldogs, unsuccessful. It's going to run the count to 2-2. Cub infield stays in. Runners at second and third. Sheffer brings the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be down low in the dirt, blocked by Brody Tucker. Runs the count 3-2. So Sheffer's got himself in a little bit of a jam here in the first inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Sheffer. It's going to be outside for ball four, so that'll load the bases up for Magnolia West. So a double, an error, a couple walks in the inning, and the bases are loaded. Going to bring up the bat for Magnolia West, Jude Huff.
MagWest center fielder number four, Jude Huff.
So Huff will step in from the left side, first left-handed batter we've seen. Bases are loaded. There's one out in the inning. Cubs have the corner infielders in, middle back for a double play. Here's the first pitch from Sheffer. It's going to be up and outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Jude Huff. So Sheffer's in the stretch. He checks his runners. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and that's swung on and fouled off to the left side. And even the count up at 1-1. There's one out in the inning. One run in for Magnolia West. Bases are loaded. Play here in the top half of the first inning. Sheffer trying to work himself out of a bases loaded jam. Comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to be down low, blocked. Snap throw down to third. Not in time. So Brody Tucker trying to hang tough back there. Sheffer checks the runners. He's got his sign. Comes the 2-1 pitch. Going to be swung on. This is hit to center field. Auschenbeck circling underneath. Makes the catch for out number two. Runner from third is going to score on the sacrifice fly. Runner from second will advance to third. So sacrifice fly for Jude Huff will bring in the second run of the game for Magnolia West.
Number 11, Carter Meredith.
Brings up the bat number 11, Carter Meredith. He'll bat here with two outs. Runners at first and third. Two runs in for Mag West here in the top half of the first inning. So Meredith step in from the right-hand side of the plate. Shepherd checks his runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on. A little pop out to second base. Going to be caught by Landry Mendoza, and that'll end the top half of the first inning. But Mag West will score two runs on one hit and leave two men stranded. And as we hit to the bottom half of the first, is 2-0 Mag West. And we'll be back after a word from our sportsman.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, welcome back out here to Fireman's Park for Brenham Cub baseball against Mag West. Mag West was able to score two runs in the top half of the first. Let's see if the Cubs can answer here in the bottom half of the first. And we'll go over today's weather update. Our game weather update is sponsored by Glenn College. With state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Glenn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit glenn.edu. So, weather today, we're at 84 degrees, nice warm day out here at Fireman's Park. Got the wind blowing out of the south-southwest at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, going straight out to left field today. We've got partly cloudy skies, small chance of rain, but hopefully we get both games in today. Leading off for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the first inning will be Dalton Hart. So Hart steps in from the left side. First pitch is down and out for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Hart. From pitcher for Mag West is Kyle Mercer, left-handed pitcher. Throwing to Hart, the left-handed batter. Next pitch is fouled back for strike one. So 1-1 count on Hart. So Hart steps back in there and Mercer works from the windup. Comes the 1-1 pitch. Going to be a changeup, off-speed pitch there, swung and missed by Hart. So count runs to one ball, two strikes. See if the Cubs can get something going here in the bottom half of the first to match the two from Mag West in the top half. So another off-speed pitch. This one's outside and in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, two strikes on Hart. Dalton, one of those batters that had a big day yesterday. Let's see if we can continue with two games today. So Hart with the 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Going to be swung on. This is hit out to left field. This is going to be fair. It's going to be over the left fielder's head and off the wall. Hart around first, hitting the second. And he'll go in standing with a leadoff double. So leadoff double for Dalton Hart to start it for the Cubs. So trying to answer and match Mag West in that first inning started off the same way for each team, double. So we'll see if the Cubs can capitalize now. So coming up to bat for the Cubs is going to be third baseman Owen Finke.
Brenham Cub third baseman number 8, Owen Finke.
So Finke will step in from the right side. Mercer will work from the stretch. Dylan Hart at second base with the leadoff double. Comes the first pitch to Finke. Going to be an off-speed pitch taken for a strike one. Little curveball action there from the left-handed pitcher. Floated right in there across the plate. So Finke back in. Mercer's got his sign. He checks his runner at second. Comes the delivery to Finke. Squared around, pulls it back, takes it for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Nobody out here. Cubs with a leadoff double. Dylan Hart at second base. Batters Owen Finke. Works with a 1-1 count. So Mercer with the delivery on the 1-1 pitch is up high for ball two. Mixing it up on Finke here, starting with two off-speed pitches, threw a fastball there. Fastball was up, not close to the zone. So Finke's back in. Mercer has his sign, checks his runner at second base. Comes the 2-1 to Finke, squares around, pulls it back, takes it outside for ball three. So 3-1 count on Owen Finke. Nobody out in the first inning. MagWest leading 2-0. The 3-1 pitch coming to Finke. Going to be swung on. It's going to be hit out to the mound. Pitcher picks it up. Going to throw to first and overthrows first. Finke will reach first. And we got a timeout. I believe they're going to call foul ball off of Finke in the box. So we'll reset and do it all over again. Bring the count 3-2. Kind of looked like that when it came off the bat, but they played it out anyway, and think he's going to trot back down here and get his bat back and step back in. So everybody resets here. Count now 3-2. Dalton Hart at second base with a leadoff double. Kyle Mercer on the mound for Magnolia West gets a sign. Checks his runner at second. Comes a 3-2 to Finke is down low a ball. Hart takes off for third, and he'll steal third, and Finke's going to go to first on the walk. So base on balls for Owen Finke moves Dylan Hart over to third base. So nobody out here for the Cubs. I'm going to bring up the bat, the right fielder, number 22, Drake Binky. Binky already with a couple home runs in the tournament. He'll step in, runners first and third. Mercer's got his sign. Here comes the delivery to Binky. He's going to hit it out to center field. This ball's hit well. It's going to going back. Gone! Home run, Drake Binky. 3-run home run on the first pitch for Drake Binky. Going to give the Cubs a 3-2 lead. So first pitch, Binky not waiting, swings away, hits the home run. 3-run shot, did center field over the wall. Gives the Cubs a 3-2 lead as we play here in the bottom half of the first inning. So Mercer's first pitch, Drake wasn't waiting around on it at all. Takes the first pitch, hits it high and deep out to center field for the home run. So quickly now the Cubs back on their hit parade that they started on yesterday. Looks like they are swinging the bats extremely well in this tournament. So that's going to bring up the bat number four center fielder, Ethan Boschenbeck. He steps in with nobody out, nobody on after the 3-run homer from Drake Binky. First pitch to Boschenbeck is taken on the outside corner for strike one. So Mercer got his sign. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Boschenbeck. He's swinging. Changeup swung on and missed.
Center fielder number four, Ethan Boschenbeck.
Boschenbeck down 0-2. Nobody out here playing the bottom half of the first inning. There's a pitch in there fouled off by Boschenbeck. So our first run of the game was made by Dalton Hart for the Cubs. He just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So as we talked about the first run of the game, Ethan Boschenbeck got plunked right in the back, and he'll take his base at first base on a hit by pitch.
Number 19, Luke Hardy.
So that's going to bring up to bat number 19, Luke Hardy. Hardy's going to step in with nobody out. Boschenbeck at first base. Mercer's got himself in a little bit of a jam here in the first inning as the Cubs have scored three so far. First pitch to Hardy's taken for a ball outside. So one ball, no strike count on Hardy. Mercer gets his sign from his catcher. Checks the runner over at first. Comes the pitch to Hardy. He's swinging on this one, swinging a miss on a changeup. Evens the count up at 1-1. So one ball, one strike count to Luke Hardy. Ethan Auchinbeck's at first. Mercer's going to check the runner at first. Come home. Swing on by Hardy. Hits it a shortstop. He flips the second for one. Back to first to complete the double play. So a ground out double play for Mag West. Going to clear everybody off the bases, and that's going to bring up the bat for the Cubs, the left fielder, number six, Blue Cienega. So Cienega steps in, two outs, nobody on base.
From the Cubs left fielder, number six, Blue Cienega.
Cubs leading 3-2 on the three-run home run by Drake Binky. So first pitch to Cienega. Up. Just a little bit taken for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Cienega. So Mercer quickly back on the rubber. Comes the 1-0 pitch to Cienega. That ball is taken just outside. Two fastballs to Cienega. Both for balls. Two balls, no strike count. 2-0 pitch on its way. In there for strike one. So two balls, one strike count now. Cienega bats, two outs here in the inning, nobody on. Mercer's working a little quickly. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Cienega. It's going to be way outside, taken for a ball. So three balls, one strike count to Blue Cienega. Mercer with the 3-1 pitch. Going to be swung on by Cienega. This is popped behind first base. Right fielder is coming in, and he'll make the play out there in right field. So for the Cubs in the bottom half of the first inning, they scored three runs on two hits. The big hit, a three-run homer by Drake Binky. And after one complete inning of play, it's Brenham 3, Magnolia West 2. And we'll send it back for a word from our sports friend.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park. Brenham Cub Baseball. Brenham Cubs with the early first inning lead there, 3-2 over the Magnolia West Bulldogs. And so in that bottom half of the first, big home run by Drake Binky put the Cubs back on top after giving up two in the first. Shepard's going to be back out on the mound again for the Cubs. Let's see if we can get him settled in a little bit. Had a few walks in the first inning, gave up only one hit, but got a little in trouble with the walks. So first batter stepping in for Mag West is going to be Braden Campbell. And first pitch coming from Shepherd, he's going to take that for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Braden Campbell. Second pitch in there from Shepherd is going to be down low in the dirt for ball one. My alumni friends out there that are cooking just brought us some food up here to the press box, so always got to keep the announcer happy. So the 1-1 pitch from Sheffer is fouled back into the screen. Sheffer hit now 1-2. Braden Campbell's back in there. Sheffer's got a sign. Comes the 1-2 pitch. Going to be swung on, hit back up the middle. Hart ranging over. He's going to field it behind second base. Up and throws. Hardy unable to scoop it out of the dirt there. Tough play there by Dalton Hart out there at shortstop. Makes it behind the bag, moving quickly. Throw down in the dirt just a little bit. So reaching on an error would be Braden Campbell.
Magwest pitcher number 13, Kyle Mercer.
So batting for Magnolia West now will be the pitcher, Kyle Mercer. He steps in with a runner at first and nobody out. We play here in the top half of the second inning. Cubs on top, 3-2. Mercer squares around the bunt. He's going to pull it back, but takes it for strike one. So Mercer's going to step out, get a sign from his coach. Sheffer's going to check the runner over to first base. Squares around the bunt again. Pulls it back. This time, house snap. Throw down to first. Not in time. Runner's back. So Kyle Mercer batting for Magnolia West here. Nobody out in the top half of the second inning. Runner at first base. 1-1 count on Mercer. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Squares around the bunt again. He'll take it. Pull the bat back. Down low in the dirt. So two ball, one strike count now on Mercer. Braden Campbell over at first base for MagWest. Comes the pitch, squared around. This is bunted foul. So runs the count even at 2-2. So 2-2 count on the batter. Nobody out here as we play in the top half of the second inning. So Sheffer comes in, checks his runner, comes home, still bunting, and he's going to bunt it foul. So that'll complete the strikeout there for Kyle Mercer as he fouls off the bunt attempt for the out. So one out now in the inning. Takes us back to the top of the lineup, Garrett Bagwell. So Bagwell, his first time up, hit a double, led off the game with the double, scored the first run for Magnolia West. So Sheffer checks his runner. He's going to bring it to the plate and throw that one right in there for strike one. So Sheffer a hit here, 0-1 on Garrett Bagwell. Sheffer checks his runner over at first base. Comes set. The delivery swing and a miss by Bagwell. Quickly 0-2 on Bagwell. So one out, runner at first base, 0-2 count. Sheffer with the 0-2 pitch, just inside. Good pitch there by Sheffer, just missed a little bit on the inside part of the plate. So Bagwell will step back in, Sheffer check his runner at first. Comes the 1-2 pitch, swung and missed for a strikeout. Nice pitch on the outside corner by Sheffer.
Left fielder, number 10, Cole Meredith.
Brings us two outs in the inning on the strikeout by Bagwell. Brings up the bat, the left fielder, number 10, Cole Meredith. Meredith in the first inning bunted, reached on a fielding error on the bunt. First pitch coming. Nice pitch, just called the ball by the umpire outside just a tad. So one ball, no strike count on Cole Meredith. Runner at first base, two outs in the inning. Cubs lead 3-2. Swing and a miss on the next pitch from Sheffer. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Meredith steps back in. Shepherd checks his runner at first. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and this has popped up behind the plate. Tucker giving chase. Tucker's going to have a play, makes the catch. So that'll be three outs in the inning. Mag West will leave one runner stranded after 1.5. Cubs still lead 3-2, and we'll be back after a word from our sports friend.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back out here to Fireman's Park here as we play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Cubs with a 3-2 lead. Cubs able to hold Mag West in check last inning. Gave up one base on balls there, but no harm, no foul there. So as we start play here in the bottom half of the second, leading off for the Cubs will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. So Tucker steps in here from the right-hand side of the plate. Facing the left-handed pitcher, Kyle Mercer. First pitch from Mercer to Tucker is swung on and missed. Mercer starts Tucker off with a changeup. Ran it just underneath his hands. He swung over the top of that one. So Tucker's back in. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mercer. This is going to be outside for a ball. Going to even up the count at 1-1. The 1-1 count on Brody Tucker. Tucker the leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the second inning for the Cubs. That pitch is down low in the dirt, taken for a ball. So two balls, one strike count on Brody Tucker. Comes the 2-1. That swung on, hit out to right field. Right fielder's coming in, and he'll make the play on that. So line drive out to right field. Looked like it might get down when it first came off the bat, but right fielder's able to come in and make the play. So out number one for the Cubs on a fly out to the right fielder by Brody Tucker. It's going to bring up the bat, the designated hitter, Brooks Rosnowski. So Rosnowski will step in there as he bats from the right-hand side. Mercer with the first pitch. Going to be taken for a ball just on the outside part of the plate, just off. So close pitch there taken, but ball one for Brooks Rosnowski. So Mercer comes with the 1-0 pitch. That's going to be inside for ball two. Starting with the fastball, came with the off-speed pitch right there and missed on the inside. So 2-0 on Rosnowski. The 2-0 pitch is swung on. This is hit out to center field. Center fielder is camping underneath it, and he'll catch it on the fly out to center field. So Rosnowski with the fly out to center field is going to bring up the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza will step in here with nobody on, two outs in the inning. Play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Cubs with a 3-2 lead. So Mercer with the first pitch to Mendoza. Going to be taken outside for a ball on an off-speed pitch. One ball, no strike. Mercer back on the mound. He's got his sign. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Mendoza. This is going to be taken inside for a ball. Another off-speed pitch. So Mercer trying to hit the corners, but he's missing here on both pitches.
There comes a 2-0 pitch to Mendoza. This is a fastball right down the middle, taking for strike one. Two balls and one strike. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on for the Cubs. So Mercer shakes off the first sign. He's got the second. Next pitch is in there. That's going to be called a strike. Going to even the count at two balls and two strikes. So fastball right there inside corner of the plate. Evens the count up at 2-2. 2-2 pitch coming. This is way outside for ball three. So 3-2 count here. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on. Mendoza trying to get a little two-out magic going for the Cubs here. Mercer with the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Oh, foul ball. Foul tip. Dropped by the catcher. So Mendoza stays alive. So Mercer adjusts his uniform. Gets back up on the rubber. He's got his sign. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. This is going to be up and away for ball four. So Mendoza's going to draw a walk. He'll be down at first base, and that's going to take us back to the top of the lineup to Dalton Hart. Dalton's first time up, had a leadoff double, started that rally for the Cubs in the bottom half of the first inning. He scored on Drake Binky's three-run home run.
Number two, Dalton Hart.
So Hart steps in with two outs, a runner at first base. Left-handed batter. First pitch to Hart is swinging. That's hit down the first baseline, just foul. So Hart hit ball, just foul down the first baseline. Hart making a bid for another double on that swing. Just missed it by about 2 feet. So Mendoza come back to first. He'll take his lead. Mercer checks him over at first. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Hart, swinging. Fastball up high, swung and missed on by Hart. So Hart down 0-2 in the count. Andrew Mendoza over at first base. Two outs. Cubs lead 3-2, bottom half of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch to Hart is swung on. This is flared out to left field. This is shallow. Left fielder's coming in, and he'll make the catch. So Hart flies out to end the inning. So for the Cubs in that inning, no runs, no hits, one runner left on base. So our score at the end of two complete innings of play is the Brenham Cubs 3 and Magnolia West 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friend.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Welcome back to Fireman's Park here as the Brenham Cubs lead 3-2 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Sterling Sheffer still on the mound for the Cubs. He'll be facing the number three hitter, shortstop Beckett Steele for the Mag West Bulldogs. So Steele will step in here as we start play in the top half of the third inning. Sheffer works from the stretch. His first pitch to Steele is going to be outside for a ball. So ball one. So Sheffer back on the rubber. He's got his sign. Comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be down low in the dirt for ball two. So So Steele's ahead here 2-0 on the first two pitches from Sheffer to start the top half of the third inning. Top half of the second, Sheffer had a much more manageable inning than in the first, threw quite a few pitches in the first. Comes the two-ball, no-strike pitch. It's going to go outside for ball three. So Steele with a 3-0 count. Pitch on its way from Sheffer. Going to be in there for a strike one. So three ball, one strike count. Steele taking all the way on that 3-0 pitch. Comes the 3-1 pitch. Going to be swung on. This is hit out to left field in the gap. This is going to be down and bounces off the wall. Left fielder up with it. He'll throw it in, and Beckett Steele is going to lead off the top half of the third inning with a double. So he pulls in at second base with the leadoff double. Going to bring up to bat the designated hitter, Lucas Huff. Matt Huff, West, his first at bat, drew a
Lucas Huff
walk. So Huff steps in here, runner at second base, leadoff double for Mag West. First pitch coming to Lucas Huff. Going to be swung on and missed for strike one. So off-speed pitch off the outside corner. Got Huff chasing it. So Sheffer working with the 0-1 count on Huff. He's got a runner at second base. Nobody out. Play here in the top half of the third inning. Sheffer checks his runner at second base. Comes the pitch, square around the bunt. This is bunted down the third baseline. Finke up with it quick. He throws on the run, and Hardy unable to scoop. Runner rounds third, but stays put as he goes back. So Finke fielded the bunt on the run, throws over to Luke Hardy at first, down low in the dirt. Hardy unable to scoop that one out over there. So runner safe at first base. So Huff reaches.
Mag West, third baseman, number 22, Reed Stone.
Puts runners on the corners. Nobody out. Brings up the bat, third baseman, Reed Stone. Stone in the first inning drew a walk. Nobody out in the inning. Runners first and third. First pitch to Stone is down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Mag West, runners first and third. Nobody out. Top half of the third inning. Sheffer checks his runner. Here comes the pitch. In there for a strike. One ball, one strike count on Reed Stone. Sheffer out of the stretch, and as he comes set, he checks his runners. Going to snap throw over to first base, diving back in safely. Over there at first is Lucas Huff. So Stone steps out, getting a sign from his third base coach. He's back in there, ready to go. Sheffer's going to come set in the stretch, check his runners. Here comes the delivery, swung on and missed for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Reed Stone. Strikeout here would be huge to help Sheffer out. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Sheffer steps off. Does not throw to first. Runner back. So Stone is going to step back in there. 1-2 pitch from Sheffer. He's going to step off first, throw over to first again. Diving back is Huff over there at first. Back in there safely. So Sheffer trying to keep the runner at first close. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to get away from the catcher. comes to play at the plate, toss to the plate, and he'll be in there safe. So scoring from third base on the play is going to be Beckett Steele. Going to score the third run in the game for Mag West. Advancing to second base will be Lucas Huff. Brody Tucker unable to catch up with that ball in the dirt there. Gets by him. Tried to make the play at the plate. Unable to complete the play at the plate. So third run is in for Magnolia West. Score now all tied at three. Still nobody out in the inning. Here comes the pitch to Beckett Steele. It's swung on, hit down the third. Finke dives, unable to stop. It's going to go out in the left field. Left fielder's up with it. He'll throw it in to Finke, who cuts it off. So runner advances from second to third. So a single for Reed Stone. Going to move up Lucas Huff to third base. So runners once again at the corners. Still nobody out here in the top half of the third inning. Brings up the center fielder, Jude Huff. Huff, his first time up, had a sacrifice fly, drove in the second run for Mag West. So he'll step in here against Sterling Sheffer. First pitch from Sheffer, squares around, bunts at it, unable to get it, strike one. So no balls, one strike count on Jude Huff. Correction, yep, that's right, Jude Huff. Got two Huffs on the team. You get a little confused when you look down at your scorecard. Keep squaring around the bunt again. This is right out in front of the plate. Only play is going to be at first. And it's in the dirt. Hardy's unable to get correction. Mendoza covering on that. Mendoza's unable to get that out of the dirt. So a run will score from third base on the squeeze attempt there. And moving over to second base will be Stone Reed. So Jude Huff safe there on the bunt at first base. It's going to be a tough play to throw him out on that one. He was moving down the line pretty quickly. It was going to take an outstanding play there to get that. So nobody out here in Mag West now up 4-3. Batter is Carter Meredith. He squares around the bunt. Nobody covering on the third base side. Pitcher late getting over. So bunt single for Carter Meredith. He's going to load the bases for Magnolia West.
Mag West second baseman number three, Braden Campbell.
Score right now 4-3. We play here in the top half of the third inning. Magnolia West with the lead. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Brings up to bat the second baseman, Braden Campbell. So Campbell steps in. First pitch to him, swinging away. He's going to hit this down the third baseline fair. So one run's going to score. Cienega cuts it off and left. Two runs will score. Ball back in. So a two RBI double for Braden Campbell. Brings in two more runs for Magnolia West. Going to put runners at second and third base.
Mag West pitcher number 13, Kyle Mercer.
Takes our score up to 6-3, Mag West. We're in the top half of the third inning. Nobody out. Runner second and third. Cubs are going to bring the infield in. Up to bat is the pitcher, Kyle Mercer, from Magnolia West. Sheffer's going to step off right here. And we're going to have a little mound visit here from pitching coach. Work on talking about how we're going to handle probably the second, third situation. Mag West has been squaring around the bunt quite a bit, playing quite a bit of small ball on the bunt. So it's worked out for them to their advantage this time. Got a little bullpen action going for the Cubs over there. So the conference is over on the mound. We'll break all that up, reset the runners, reset the infield. So Sheffer in a jam here, nobody out. Four runs are in the inning. Cubs trail 6-3, top half of the third. Runners at second and third base, nobody out. Kyle Mercer is the batter. He's going to square around the bunt. He's going to bunt it foul. So no balls, one strike on Mercer. So Sheffer back on the mound, working out of the stretch. He's got his sign. Comes the 0-1 delivery. Going to be in the dirt, gets by Tucker. This is going to be a play at the plate. Tucker tries to take it himself, unable to get there. So safe coming into home will be Carter Meredith, who scores on the pass ball. So that brings in another run for Magnolia West, pushes the score up now to 7-3. Top half of the third inning, nobody out now, runner at third base. 1-1 count on Kyle Mercer. So Sheffer with the 1-1 delivery is going to be outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike. No outs, runner at third base. So Sheffer comes set, the 2-1 pitch. Outside again, ball three. Three balls and one strike on Mercer. Braden Campbell over at third base for Mag West. Comes the 3-1 pitch from Sheffer. Going to be swung on and fouled back to the screen. So count 3-2, full count here. Nobody out in the inning, runner at third base. Sheffer trying to find an out here. Cub infield is in. So Sheffer comes set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. This is hit to left field. High and deep to left. Cienega can't see it, and it's going to be gone. Home run. So two-run home run for Kyle Mercer. Going to bring home two more runs for Magnolia West. That ball just got up in the jet stream of the wind and kept carrying, and carried out to left field. So two-run home run brings the score to 9-3, Magnolia West. Still nobody out here in the inning for the Cubs. We're in the top half of the third inning. So it takes us back to the top of the lineup for Magnolia West, Garrett Bagwell. So Bagwell steps in, nobody out, seven runs in the inning so far for Mag West. The first pitch to Bagwell swung on. This is a little cue shot out to second base. Mendoza comes in, fumbles the ball, drops it, tries for the throw, not in time. So ball hit off the end of bat, had a lot of English on that ball, kind of skipped when Mendoza tried to field it there, bobbled it in the glove, unable to complete the play at first. So reaching on the error will be Garrett Bagwell. So stepping up the bat now for Magnolia West will be left fielder Cole Meredith.
Left fielder number 10, Cole Meredith.
So Meredith steps in, runner at first base, nobody out. First pitch from Sheffer, swung on. This is popped to the right side. Hardy's giving chase. He's going to have room and makes a play. So out number one for the Cubs on a fly out to first baseman Luke Hardy. Runner stays at first. Going to bring up to bat the shortstop Beckett Steele. So Steele led off this inning with a double. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. There's a pop-up on the left side of the infield. Owen Finke settles underneath it and makes the catch. So fly out to the third baseman. Two outs in the inning now. Brings up the bat Lucas Huff.
Designated hitter number 12, Lucas Huff.
So Huff steps in. Two outs, runner at first base. Comes the first pitch from Sheffer. It's going to be down and out, a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Lucas Huff. So Sheffer with the 1-0 pitch has hit the Owen Finke at third base. Finke's up with it on the first for the third out of the inning. So for the MagWest Bulldogs in the inning, they score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 runs to take a 9-2 lead. And as we end 2.5 innings of play, it is Magnolia West 9 and the Cubs 3. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park, Brenham Cub baseball, as Owen Finke steps in for the Cubs here to lead it off in the bottom half of the third inning. So Cubs with a tough top half of the third, as Magnolia West was able to score 7 runs and take a 9-3 lead. So first pitch to Finke is taken inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Finke as he leads it off here in the bottom half of the third inning. 1-0 pitch on its way, taken for a strike. 1-1 evens the count. So Mercer, a left-handed pitcher. Finke, the right-handed batter. The 1-1 pitch is on its way to Finke. This is going to be outside for a ball. So two balls and one strike count on Finke. Leads it off here in the bottom half of the third inning. So the pitch on his way. Finke's going to hit this one by the third baseman in the left field for a base hit. So leadoff single for Owen Finke to start the bottom half of the third for the Cubs. So he'll be on base for number 22, Drake Binky. First time up bat, hit a 3-run home run in the bottom half of the first inning. So leadoff single for Finke. He's over at first. Binky steps in and waits on his first pitch. Mercer comes set, checks his runner at first base. First pitch is on its way. This is a changeup called strike one on the outside corner. So Mercer hit 0-1 on Binky. Owen Finke at first. O-1 pitch on its way, swung and missed by Binky, off-speed pitch. So Mercer hit a Binky here, 0-2. So Binky steps back in. Mercer's getting his sign. Going to check on Finke over at first base. Comes the 0-2 pitch way outside in the other batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Trying to get Drake to chase on that. So here comes the 1-2 pitch to Binky. This one's going to be swung on, hit out to second base. Second base, I'm going to flip it over to shortstop. He back to first and pulls the first baseman off the base. So fielder's choice for Binky. Binky out at second. So one out in the inning. Going to bring up the bat, the center fielder, Ethan Auschenbeck. Auschenbeck steps in. Hit by pitch his first time up the bat. So one out. Binky's over at first. Cubs trail it 9-3 here as we play in the bottom half of the third inning. So Mercer with the first pitch to Auschenbeck is going to be a curveball in there for strike one. So Auschenbeck's back in there. Mercer's getting his sign. Going to give a look to Binky over there at first base. Still looking at Binky. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and fouled back by Auschenbeck. Another curveball from Mercer. So Auschenbeck down, 0-2 in the count. One out, runner at first base. So Mercer's got his sign. He's going to check on Binky over there at first. Comes the 0-2. He's going to be outside for ball one. Fastball out and up for ball one. Binky with the lead over at first. 1-2 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck. Off-speed pitch is fouled back out of play. Keeps the count at 1-2. One out. Drake Binky over at first. Mercer has his sign. Comes the 1-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back. Auschenbeck staying alive with the 1-2 count. Mercer been mixing it up on Ethan here. Some slow stuff. Threw a fastball that time. Got our first train rolling by. Here comes the 1-2. Fouled off again by Ethan. So Auschenbeck will step out. Regroups. Gets back in the box. Binky gets his lead over at first base. Mercer's going to check in there. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down low for ball two. So 2-2 now. Work the count back even. One out. Runner at first base. We play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs trail it 9-3. Comes the 2-2 pitch. It's on its way. Swung and fouled back again by Auschenbeck. So Mercer got Auschenbeck out 0-2 pretty quick, but he's been able to foul quite a few off, works the count back. He's got it even at 2-2 here. One out, runner at first base. Mercer's going to come set. He's going to check on Binky over at first base. The 2-2's on its way. That's going to be outside for ball three. So close pitch there on the outside, but ball three. So 3-2. One out. Binky over at first. Mercer's going to come set. Going to check on Binky over at first. The 3-2's on its way, and that's up for ball four. So great at bat there by Ethan Auschenbeck. Down 0-2. Works a full count walk there to put runners at first and second. It's going to bring up the bat for the Cubs, the first baseman, Luke Hardy. So Hardy a bat here in the bottom half of the third with runners at first and second. There's one out in the inning.
First baseman number 19, Luke Hardy.
So Hardy, a right-handed batter, steps in against the left-handed pitcher, Mercer. First pitch to Hardy is on his way. He's going to be up for ball one. So Mercer's going to get a sign from his catcher. And coach is going to come out and talk. So we'll have a little bit of a conference here on the mound as they talk things over here, as try and settle Mercer down a little bit. Had Aschenbeck 0-2 on his at-bat and got him back to a 3-2 and ended up losing him on the 3-2 pitch, the ball four. First pitch to Hardy wasn't even close to the strike zone there. So coach going to settle down his pitcher a little bit, talk to him, and try and move things along. Play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs trailing at 9-3. Had a big top half of the third by Magnolia West as they were able to score seven runs. Cubs had to lead 3-2 going into that top half of the third inning. Trying to scratch a couple runs back here. Don't need them all at one time. Just need to cut it down a little bit, make it more manageable. Cubs so far have been swinging the bat pretty well first time through the lineup. So umpire's going to break up our conference on the mound, and we'll reset everything and get everything back to some baseball. So Mercer's going to get set on the rubber. Hardy's going to step back in there from the right-hand side of the plate. Steps in with a one ball, no strike count. Runners at first and second. One out in the inning. Comes the 1-0 pitch. That's going to be in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. 2-0 on Hardy. So Mercer comes set. He checks on his runners at first and second. Comes a 2-0 pitch to Hardy. This is also going to miss inside. So three balls, no strikes to Luke Hardy. One out in the inning. Runners at first and second. Cubs looking to put a couple runs on the board, trying to cut down on that 9-3 lead that MagWest has. Comes 3-0 pitch. It's going to be taken for ball four. So four straight balls to Luke Hardy. Going to load up the bases for the left fielder, Blue Cienega. So Cienega is going to step in here with bases loaded, one out. Looking for a base hit or something here just to get a run in.
From Cub left fielder, number six, Blue Cienega.
So is Mercer going to work out of the windup? First pitch is on its way, swinging. This is going to be popped up. Catcher giving chase, and he's going to miss that one. Tailed back on him a little bit with the wind, was unable to make that catch. So extra life here for Blue. He's going to step back in there, an 0-1 count now. Bases are loaded. Umpire's going to call time. Wants the pitcher to move the rosin bag back a little bit off the mound. So we'll reset it all, and we're ready to go. Pitcher back on the rubber. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be taken for strike two. So quickly, 0-2 on Blue Cienega. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Going to be swung on. This is going to be a base hit out in the left center field. One run's going to score, and they'll hold the runner at third base. So one run in for the Cubs on the single there by Cienega. That scores Owen Finke. Correction. Scores Drake Binky on that play.
Brody Tucker.
So stepping in for the Cubs now will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. He takes the first pitch in there for a strike. So So Tucker steps in, bases still loaded, one out. Cubs have a run in the inning, 9-4, bottom half of the third inning. So the 0-1 pitch on its way, taken in there for a strike two. So quickly 0-2 on Brody Tucker. Just looking to put the ball in play here, get some going. So the 0-2 pitch, swung on. This is going to be popped to the first baseman. First baseman's going to make the catch right behind the bag for out number two. So fly out to the first baseman there for Tucker for the second out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat the designated hitter, Brooks Rosnowski. So Rosnowski will step in with the bases loaded, two outs. Cubs do have a run in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the third. Mag West with a 9-4 lead.
Designated hitter number 16, Brooks Rosnowski.
So Mercer's on the rubber. He's working out of the windup. First pitch to Rosnowski is up for a ball. So Mercer was able to get ahead of Tucker and get the fly out from him. Starts Rosnowski off with ball one. Second pitch on his way, up and away again. Ball two. So two ball, no strike count on Rosnowski. He's worked the count 2-0. Bases loaded. Two outs. 2-0 pitch is on its way. This is swinging. This is going to be over to second baseman's head for a base hit. One run's going to score. Second run coming around third. So two runs to score on the RBI single from Brooks Rosnowski as that scores Auschenbeck and Hardy. So two more runs in the inning for the Cubs. Brings our score to 9-7. And bring up the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza's going to step in here with two outs. Runners at first and second.
Number nine, Landry Mendoza.
Cubs have scored three runs in the inning. First pitch to Mendoza is up, taken for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. And there's a base hit down the left field line. That's going to score another run. So coming around third base is going to be Sinega. He's going to score. So RBI single from Landry Mendoza. Moves Rosnowski up to second base. Mendoza will be at first base. And that will take us back to the top of the lineup for Dalton Hart. Hart's flied out to left. Had a double.
And Cubs shortstop.
So Cubs with four runs now in the innings. Cut the lead to 9-7. We're in the bottom half of the third. Here's the first pitch to Dalton Hart. He's swinging. He's going to hit that up the middle. Second baseman ranging over. Going to flip it over to the shortstop for the third out of the inning. But the Cubs do score four runs on four hits, and they leave two on. So your score at the end of three is Magnolia West 9, the Brenham Cubs 7. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And we're back here at Fireman's Park. A big bottom half of the third inning has got the Cubs back in the game. They do trail 9-7, but they were able to scratch out four runs in the bottom half of the third inning to make that lead shrink for the MagWest Bulldogs. So Sterling Sheffer's going to come back for the start the fourth inning for the Cubs. Sheffer had a kind of a rough first inning, settled down in the second inning, and then gave up seven runs in the third. So hopefully Sheffer can settle in now. And leading off for MagWest will be the third baseman, Stone Reed. Reed, his first two times up, has walked and singled. First pitch in there to Reed is going to be taken for strike one. So good hard fastball there for Sheffer in there for strike one. Gets a hit. So Sheffer comes set. The 0-1 delivery. Going to be just a bit high, I guess. Looked pretty good from up here, but we're kind of looking down on that a little bit. Close pitch taken there for ball one. So evens the count at 1-1. There comes the 1-1 pitch from Sheffer. That's going to be swung on. There's a little tapper out in front. Sheffer's got it. He's up with it. He's going to throw on to first base for the out. So put out there 1-3 on the play for out number one in the inning. So good start to the top half of the fourth for the Cubs. And that'll bring up the bat for the MagWest Bulldogs, the center fielder, Jude Huff. So Huff comes in his first two times up, had a sacrifice fly and RBI single. So the first pitch to Huff is taken for a ball outside. So Huff, a left-handed batter, Sheffer, a right-handed pitcher. One out here as we play in the top half of the fourth inning. Swung on and fouled off the catcher. Evens up the count 1-1. Good, hard, crisp fastball there by Sheffer. So Sheffer comes set, Huff's back in there. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. So Sheffer ahead now, one ball, two strikes. There's one out in the inning. Play here, top half of the fourth. Cubs trail it 9-7. So the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be hit out to center field. Center fielder coming in. He's going to make the catch on the line drive. So Ethan Auschenbeck with a good catch out there in center field for out number two. That's going to bring up the bat, the right fielder, Carter Meredith. So Meredith step in here from the right side. Two outs in the inning. Sheffer working efficiently and effectively here in the top half of the fourth. So the first pitch from Sheffer is going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count to Carter Meredith, the right fielder for the Magnolia West Bulldog. Next pitch is in there for a ball. And the 2-0 offering is down low. Three balls and no strikes. So Sheffer behind here. So the 3-0 pitch from Sheffer is on its way. That's in there for a strike. So 3-1 count now. So Sheffer set here, comes the 3-1 delivery. It's going to be swung on and fouled back. So 3-2 now, two outs in the inning. Top half of the fourth inning. So Sheffer comes set here. 3-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be taken for strike three. So a strikeout ends the inning. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So for the Magnolia West, there's no runs on, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it is the Magnolia West 9, Brenham Cubs 7. We'll be back after a word from our sports friend.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
All right, as we come back here, Owen Finke's going to lead off here in the bottom half of the fourth, and he's going to send a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder settles underneath it and catches it for the first out of the inning. So Finke flies out to start the top half of the fourth inning. So fly out to center field brings up number 22, Drake Binky. So that'll bring us to our Whataburger recap of the game. The Cubs recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. So as Binky steps in here to bat, our recap of the game, Binky in the first inning with a three-run home run to give the Cubs a 3-2 lead over Magnolia West. Magnolia West was able to score 7 in the top half of the third inning to take a 9-3 lead, but the Cubs were able to fight back in the bottom half of the third inning and score 4 runs to make our score where we're at now, 9-7. So Binky here with a 2-2 count with one out in the bottom half of the fourth. Looks like Magnolia West has a new pitcher in the game. A new pitcher is going to be Beckett Steele. And this pitching change is made responsible by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is your insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So with the pitch from Beckett Steele, Drake Binky's going to ground out to the second baseman for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up the bat to the center fielder, Ethan Auschenbeck. So Auschenbeck will step in. He takes the first pitch for strike one. Steele working a little bit quicker than what Mercer did in the first couple of innings. Next pitch, fastball in there for strike two. So Steele quickly ahead of Auschenbeck. 0-2. We got a little timeout called as we had something come on the playing field. Catcher's going to toss it back out. So no ball, 2-strike count on Auschenbeck. There's 2 outs in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Cubs trail 9-7. 0-2 pitch is taken for a ball outside. Brings the count to 1-2. So 1-2 on its way, taken for strike 3. So that is
Three outs for the Cubs here, so no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Our score at the end of four complete innings of play is Magnolia West 9 and Brenham 7. We'll be back after a word from our sports friend.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park for Brenham Cub Baseball as we play here in the top half of the fifth inning. Cubs trail Magnolia West 9-7. So Sterling Shepard continues on the mound for the Cubs. He'll be facing to start off the top half of the fifth, Braden Campbell,
leading off the second baseman. Fifth, Mag West second baseman number 3, Braden Campbell.
So Campbell in first at bat reached on an error. Second time up, hit a double with a couple of RBIs. So first pitch coming, going to be taken for strike one. So Sheffer starting off the top half of the fifth inning with a strike. Been out there the entire game for the Cubs. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is down low for ball. Going to even the count up at 1-1. So Sheffer with the 1-1 pitch. Taken up and in just a little bit for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Leadoff batter for Magnolia West, Braden Campbell. So the 1-1, here's a ball hit just outside the bag at third, foul. Evens up the count at 2-2. Campbell, the leadoff batter for Magnolia West here in the top half of the fifth. 2-2 is on its way. This is going to be out to the shortstop. Hart knocks the ball down, gets up, fires over to first base. Not in time. So a speedy Campbell beats out the throw to first base. Going to lead off the top of the fifth with a single of the infield variety.
That was shortstop number 7, Mason Alexander.
Brings up the bat for the Mag West Mustangs, the shortstop, Mason Alexander. Alexander came in the game and replaced Mercer in the lineup. Swearing around the bunt, attempts at the bunt. Unsuccessful. Runs the count out to 0-2. So no ball, two strike count. Nobody out, runner at first. Play here in the top half of the fifth. Cubs trail 9-7. 0-2 pitch. Taken for strike 3. Snap throw down to first. Close play, but back in there at first. So strikeout for Sterling Sheffer on Mason Alexander.
15, Garrett Bagwell.
One out in the inning. Back to the top of the lineup now for Magnolia West. Garrett Bagwell. Bagwell's had a double strikeout and reached on an error. So first pitch coming to Bagwell. Going to be swung on, hit down to Finke at third. It's off his glove and out into left field. So runner's going to round second. He's going to come into third. Sanega falls out there, and Bagwell will cruise into second base. So hard hit ball right at Finke, unable to come up with it off of his glove. So that's going to put runners at second. Second and third, one out in the inning. Going to bring up the left fielder, Cole Meredith. Cubs will bring their infield in, trailing 9-7 here in the top half of the fifth. Squares around the bunt. He's going to pull it back, takes for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runners at second and third, one out in the inning. Top half of the fifth. Cubs trail at 9-7. The pitch from Shepherd's on its way, taken for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Batter steps out and gets a sign from third base coach. Shepherd's back on the rubber, working out of the stretch. He's got a sign from Tucker. Steps off to third. Pick throw at third. Not in time. Runner back in there. So one ball, one strike count on Cole Meredith. There's one out. Runners at second and third. Cub infield is in. Pitch on the way from Shepherd. Bunt attempt is going to be bunted foul down the first baseline. So one ball, two strike count now on Meredith. Unable to get that bunt down on the squeeze play that was on. So Sheffer's going to get back on the rubber. Runners at second and third, one out. Meredith with a 1-2 count. 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on, hit up the middle. Hart's going to knock it down. Looks runner back at third. Going to throw on to first base for the out. They snap throw back to second, and he's back in safely. So runner at second was coming, but the runner at third stayed on the hit. Hart with a diving stop. Kept the ball, got up, checked the runner at third, was able to hold him. They throw on to first to complete the out. So 6-3 on the out. All runners hold up. Second and third base. Two outs now. Brings up the bat Beckett Steele, who's now the pitcher. So Steele steps in. Steele's had a fielder's choice, a double, and a fly out to third. Here's a little dribbler down the third baseline. There's going to be no play. And scoring on that is going to be number three, Braden Campbell. So that'll put runners at first and third.
Magwell's designated hitter number 12.
So that's going to bring up number 12, Lucas Huff. Magwell with one run on the board, takes the score out to 10-7. It's two outs in the inning, runners at first and third base. So Huff steps in from the right side. Shepherd's got his sign. He's checking his runners. Comes the pitch. In there for strike one. So no ball, one strike count here on Huff. We're in the top half of the fifth. Cubs trail 10-7. Shepherd with the delivery. There's a hit out into left field down the line. Sanega's chasing it down. One run's going to score. They're sending the runner around third. Coming home, nope. Comes to throw to the plate, not in time. It's going to get away from the catcher. The runner will advance from second to third. He rounds third. He's coming home. Here's a throw home, and he is out at home plate. So Magwest will score two runs on that play off the double. by Lucas Huff, who is then thrown out at the plate. So at the after the end of four and a half, it's the MagWest Mustangs 12 and the Brenham Cubs 7. And we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, we are back here at Fireman's Park as a wild ending to the top half of the fifth inning as Magnolia West is able to score three runs, but on the last play, the batter, Lucas Huff, hits a double, and the ball gets away from the Cubs, and he tries to score on the play and is thrown out at home plate. But MagWest able to put three more runs up on the board. So leading off for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning is going to be Luke Hardy. Hardy steps in. He's grounded out and drawn a walk. So Beckett Steele's first pitch to Luke Hardy is taken for strike one. So Steele started the game at shortstop. It's come in to pitch now. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-2 the count on Hardy. Hardy's going to step out. He's back in. 0-2 pitch is on its way. Taken inside for ball one. So Steele working quickly here on the mound. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. That swung on and hit deep and far, and that is gone. Solo home run, Luke Hardy. Hits it just to the right of the scoreboard for a solo home run. So good start here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the fifth as Luke Hardy leads off with a home run. Going to cut the score to 12-8. So Hardy with a solo home run. Give some life back to the Cubs. Chip away at this.
Number six, Blues Mega.
So brings up the bat Blue Sanega. He's going to take the first pitch for a ball outside. So Sanega had a RBI single, his last at bat. 1-0 pitch taken for a strike on the outside corner. Evens the count up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled back. So 1-2 count. Cub batters are going to have to get in there ready to hit against Steele. He's working quickly on the mound. 1-2's coming. Fouled back again by Sanega. Keeps the count at one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. Off speed. Sanega bails out on it, taking for a ball. Evens the count up at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 is on its way. Swung on and missed. Dropped by the catcher. Sanega gets a late start and is overthrown at first base. And he's going to hold up right there as the right fielder backs up. So Sinega's going to reach on the air on the swinging strike drop ball there. Puts him at first base for Brody Tucker. Correction. We're going to have a pinch hitter here.
Going to come catcher number three, Brody Tucker.
Nope, I'm right. Brody Tucker's catching. So Tucker steps in here, takes the first pitch for a strike. So nobody out here. Sinega at first base, Tucker at bat. Got an 0-1 count. The 0-1's on its way. Pitcher quickly hit 0-2. Fastball taken for a strike. So 0-2 pitch is on its way. That one's hit to the shortstop. Shortstop down to a knee. He's going to field it. Throws the second for one. Back to first. Not in time. Tucker's able to beat that out, but out on the play is Sinega at second. So one out in the inning. We'll have a courtesy runner here for the catcher.
It's running for the Cubs.
Coming in and run for the Cubs is number 10, Caleb Maurer. So Maurer run for Tucker. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter.
Designated hitter number 16,
Brooks Rosnowski.
Rosnowski.
So Rosnowski last time up had a RBI single. First pitch to Rosnowski is taken outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Runner at first base, one out. Cubs have one run in the inning. Play here in the bottom half of the fifth. Trail it 12-8. 1-0 pitch is on its way, swung on and missed by Rosnowski. So Steele's back in the stretch, working quick. Runner's on the move. Here comes the throw by the catcher, not near in time. So stolen base for Maurer on the play. Rosnowski takes strike two. So Steele's working quickly, not really paid too much attention to Maurer over there. He had a walking lead. Steals second base easily. So the 1-2 to Rosnowski is taken outside for ball two. So he evens up the count 2-2. One out. Runner at second base. Rosnowski with a 2-2 count. 2-2's on its way. Taken down low for ball three. Runs the count full. So Steele comes set, checks his runner at second base, 3-2's on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed by Rosnowski for out number two. So Rosnowski out on strikes, going to bring up the second baseman, Landry Mendoza.
Mendoza
steps in with two outs in the inning. Runner at second base. First pitch to Mendoza is taken for a strike. So Maurer out at second. Mendoza the batter. 0-1 count. Two outs in the inning. 0-1's on its way. Taken for strike two. So quickly behind is Mendoza here. In the bottom half of the fifth, Cubs trail 12-8. 0-2 on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. That'll be three outs. But for the Cubs in the inning, they will score one run on one hit and leave one man stranded. Your score at the end of five innings of play. It's Magnolia West 12, Brenham 8. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, Brenham Cub Baseball, we've got a pitching change coming on the pitch for the Cubs. It's going to be number 14, Kyle Curtis. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So on the pitch for the Cubs is number 14, Kyle Curtis, and he'll be facing the leadoff batter of Reed Stone. Stone steps in today, having walked, singled, and grounded out. Cubs trail here in the top half of the sixth inning, 12-8. First pitch from Curtis is in there for a strike. So Reed Stone in there batting against Kyle Curtis. The 0-1 pitch is on its way, taken down low for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Curtis working out of the windup. He's got a sign from the catcher. Comes the 1-1 pitch. That's going to be in there for strike two. So Curtis here, 1-2 on the batter, Reed Stone. And the pitch is hit. Dalton Hart with the play. Bobbles it out at shortstop. He's going to come up throwing and going to be not in time at first base. So Reed Stone beats out the throw over there. Hart had it in his glove, came out, was unable to complete that play over at first base. So Reed Stone will work, reach safely over there. Brings up the bat Jude Huff for Magnolia West.
Number four, Jude Huff.
So Huff steps in. He's got a sacrifice fly and a single. Flied out to center field his last time up. So Kyle Curtis working now out of the stretch. His first pitch, Huff squares around the bunt, takes it outside for ball one. So 1-1, no strike count. Leadoff man's aboard at first base. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs trail it 12-8. Pitches on his way, squares around the bunt, fouls that one off. So that'll even up the count at 1-1. Tried to push that bunt down the third baseline, just got it way foul. So Huff, a left-handed batter. Kyle Curtis, a right-handed pitcher. Curtis comes set. He's going to check his runner at first. Pitch is on its way. Just outside for ball two. So 2-1 count on Huff. Reed Stone over at first for MagWest. Curtis will come set. 1-2. Tempted bunt. Here's a pickoff at first, and they've got him at first base. So Brody Tucker with the throw to Luke Harvey at first will pick off Stone Reed at first base for out number one. Count now 2-2 on Jude Huff.
as he offered at that bunt. Reed Stone got way too far off at first base. Brody Tucker able to pick him off over there. The 2-2's on its way and taken outside for ball three. So three balls and two strikes now on Jude Huff. So Curtis with the pitch. Swung on. This is a little tapper between the pitcher's mound and first. Second baseman runs in, catches it, throws it to Hardy. It's off his glove. Runner will be safe on the error. So Mendoza came up with the ball, tossed it over to Hardy. Hardy unable to hold on to it. That allows Huff to reach.
Right fielder number 11, Carter Meredith.
So one out in the inning brings up the right fielder, Carter Meredith. Meredith has popped out the second, had a single, and struck out his last time up. Comes the first pitch from Curtis. It's down low for a ball. The one ball, no strike. There's one out. Runner at first base. Top half of the sixth inning. Cubs trail it 12-8. Kyle Curtis in relief of Sterling Sheffer. Curtis with the delivery. This is foul down the right side, out of play. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. Runner at first base is Jude Huff. Kyle Curtis with a 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch is on its way, taken down low for a ball. To push the count out to two balls and one strike. So Carter Meredith steps back in. Got a two-ball, one-strike count. 2-1 pitch is on its way. Taken for strike two. Snap throw to first again, this time back in time. So count now even at two balls and two strikes. So Curtis is going to check on the runner at first. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is going to be grounded to shortstop. Shortstop's going to throw to second base for one. They're going to throw it back to first. Not in time. So great play by Dalton Hart out there at shortstop as he takes the backhanded play. Goes to second base for the second out of the inning. Carter Meredith, a reach on the fielder's choice. And that's going to bring up the second baseman,
Braden Campbell.
So Campbell's 2-for-3 today. He's had a double, a single, and reached on an error. So two outs now in the inning. Runner at first base. Top half of the sixth inning. Cubs trail 12-8. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be hit. Line drive snagged by Landry Mendoza at second base. And that'll end the inning for the Magnolia West Mustangs. There is no runs on no hits. One runner left on base. And your score at the end of 5.5 innings is Magnolia West 12 and Brenham 8. And we'll be back after a word from our sports friends.
Portable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back to Fireman's Park as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs will be back at the top of their lineup with Dylan Hart leading it off for them here in the bottom half of the sixth.
Hart started off the game in the first inning with a double. He's 2-for-3 today. He'll be facing Beckett Steele on the mound. First pitch from Steele to Hart. It's taken down low for a ball. Ball one. So one ball, no strike count. We play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cubs trailing at 12-8. So second pitch from Hart's taken inside. So two balls and no strikes. Beckett Steele working extremely fast on the mound. No time to waste for the hitters when they get in there. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's called a strike on the outside corner. Two ball, one strike count on Dalton Hart. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's swung on. This is going to be popped out to the shortstop. Shortstop right behind second base, just on the outfield grass, makes the catch. So for the first out in the inning, Dalton Hart will fly out to the shortstop. Going to bring up to bat the third baseman, Owen Finke. Finke steps in. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He had a single and a reached on a base on balls and flew out to center field his last time up.
Third baseman number 8, Owen Finke.
So Finke steps in here with one out. First pitch to Finke, taken for strike one. So Steele mixing in a fastball and a changeup pitch has been his repertoire so far. And he's going to work that one outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike count, one out in the inning. Finke swings on this one, hits it out to right field. Right fielder coming in. He's going to make the catch. So out number two there. Owen Finke flies out to the right fielder. Going to bring up to bat number 22, right fielder Drake Binky. Binky steps in 1-for-3 on the day. Three-run homer right fielder, back in the first inning for Binky. So Steele's got his sign from his catcher. First pitch to Binky is taken for a strike on the inside part of the plate. No balls and one strike count. Two outs here as we play in the bottom half of the sixth. Binky fouls that one hard into the dugout on the first base side. So Steele quickly ahead of Binky here, 0-2. 0-2 pitch is on its way, and that's taken for a ball outside. One ball, two strike count now on Binky. Steele's 1-2 is on its way. Swung on. This will be grounded. Foul just past the first base coach. So Steele ahead in the count. He's got a sign. Here comes the delivery. Curveball. Slider. A lot of movement on there. Was unable to catch that outside corner. Runs the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Binky. And he'll go down on strikes to end the inning. So for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of six innings of play. It's Magnolia West 12 and Brenham 8. And we'll be back after a word from our sports break.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park, and it looks like we were up against the time limit as 2 hours have run out in our game time here. So that was the final inning. So in six innings that they played today, the Cubs are going to take the loss on the day, losing to MagWest 12-8. So we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back with the post game after a word from our sponsors.
This broadcast of Brennan Cup Baseball made possible by the Brennan Sports Friends Association. The postgame show is possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Bain Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance Agency, DD and Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Outstanding capacity, innovation, and the industry's highest density come together in a New Holland Roll Belt Round Baler. Available from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. Whether you make 4x5 foot, 4x6 foot, or 5x6 foot bales, there's a roll belt right for you. All models feature wide, durable pickups and smooth feeding systems for faster baling. Integrated precision solutions help you make smart baling decisions on the go. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy today. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
All right, welcome back to our post game here at Fireman's Park, where the Brenham Cubs have lost their first game of the tournament to Magnolia West 12-8. Good game played there in the first couple of innings. It was kind of back and forth there. We had Brenham was down 2-0 after the top half of the first inning. Then Brenham came back with 3 runs in the bottom half, made our score 3-2. Second inning, nobody was able to score any runs. But in the third inning, both teams put up crooked numbers on the board again in the third as MagWest was able to put up 7, and the Cubs were able to put up 4 to try and bounce back and cut the lead. Went into the fourth inning, and no runs for both teams, and then we go back into the fifth, and MagWest is able to put up 3. Brenham gets a single run back in that bottom half of the fifth inning with a solo home run from Luke Hardy,
And then no runs were scored in the sixth. And we were up against the time limit here as they're trying to keep everything moving here on the tournament games. And your final score was 12-8 for the Cubs. So we'll be back with more of the post game after a word from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, we're back here at Fireman's Park. Brenham Cub baseball is we're complete here in six innings. Cubs fall on the day 12-8 to Bank West. I've got Coach Wheaton up here with us in the stands. Coach, started out, an exciting game. You got down two, fought back, got a big three-run homer from Drake Binky there in the second, in the bottom half of the first. Went to the second inning, nobody scored, and then kind of everybody put crooked numbers up in the third there. Kind of walk us through how all that went for you today.
Yeah, well, I didn't think we started very clean for whatever reason, that being the hangover from last night or yesterday's performance or, you know, just the demands of hosting a tournament and the quick turnarounds of late nights and early mornings, I don't know. But at the end of the day, we get to come out here and play baseball, so we got to be a lot better right out of the gate. I thought Sterling was pretty good when he was in the strike zone, and they did some things to make us field our position. We didn't execute, and that's pretty much the difference in the game. It's a very confident group offensively right now. I don't think we ever felt out of it, but at the end of the day, they're 12-3, and that's a really good program over there, and when you spot them, those types of runs and outs are going to make you pay, and they did.
Yeah, it looked like they put down quite a few bunts on you, trying to make you field your positions there early on in the game. Made a couple mistakes and miscues on that that kind of cost you a little bit in there. It's good to see them fight back in the bottom half of that inning. You get seven put on you, didn't die. Your team didn't give up on themselves out there. They go up and put four runs, get you right back in the game. And then at that point, it was a fairly close game until they were able to score three in the top half of the fifth there. So
yes, sir.
Other than that, pretty good pitching performance for Sterling. He kind of hit and miss on some of those. He was running from up here. It looked like it was outside a little bit, quite a bit. He was missing on the outside half of the plate.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the way he settled in after the seventh spot. You know, we had the pen hot and ready to make a change. Just want to kind of, that's what these games are for. See how he responded when it hit the fan and started spiraling on us, and I think he definitely pulled himself off from that and got us back in it and ended up hanging a zero after that seventh spot, so that was really good to see. You know, when you got to have short-term memory, the good thing about tournaments right now is, you know, we don't have to wait around to play another game. We get another crack at it this evening, and we're looking forward to the challenge. Went over to Glenn today and watched Dropstown get after a really good Lamar team, so they requested this game. They wanted a night game. They feel good about their program, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, another tough game coming up tonight. We'll be back to carry it again tonight. So
awesome.
We'll see you again this evening, and good luck, Coach. Thanks for stopping by, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Coach Wheaton there with us on the post game, and we'll be back with more post game after a word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as the Brenham Cubs have just finished up their game with the Magnolia West Mustangs. Brenham does lose this one 12-8. Going over some of the stats for the Cubs, Dalton Hart was 1-for-4 with a double this afternoon. Owen Finke 1-for-4 with a single. Drake Binky went 1-for-4 with a three-run home run. Luke Hardy was 1-for-2 with a home run and a walk. Lou Sinega, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Brooks Rosnowski was 1-for-3 with two RBIs on a single. And then Landrew Mendoza, 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. So what we'll do is we'll be back with the star of the game after a word from these sponsors.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, welcome back here to Fireman's Park as we wrap it up, and we'll go to the John Breeden Star of the Game. This Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm good neighbor service. It's insurance you can trust. Star of the Game, this game, we're going to give it to Drake Binky, who in the first inning had a big three-run home run to get the Cubs back on top there after they fell down by two. Binky ended up 1-for-4 on the day, but the big home run got him back in the game and got him a lead there going into the fourth. And then at the end of the day, though, the Cubs unable to pull it out. And so Drake Binky for today will be our star of the game. So once again, the final score here from Fireman's Park, it's the Brenham Cubs 8, the Magnolia West Mustangs 12. This is Stephen Drain saying goodbye, but we'll see you back here tonight at 7:05.
Today's postgame show is made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, Bank Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Odie Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance Agency, DD Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Tune in again to the alternate sports feed on KWHI.com and the KWHI app to hear Brenham Cubs baseball this evening at 7:05, a pregame of Stephen and Drain. We'll have a Brenham Cubs softball game coming up for you, a 5:05 pregame with a 5:30 first pitch. We'll then join the Brenham Cubs baseball after that here on KWHI, the alternate sports feed.